everybody, what's up? Welcome to Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 50.
Oh my gosh.
Today, with us, we've got Matt, Nick, Josh, Angel, Will, and myself, Adam. Hi, everybody.
Damn. What's up?
How's it going?
It's a sausage fest.
50 years, guys.
It's a big clusterfuck.
It is.
Yeah. I know, we've been doing this for 50 years. It's insane.
our half centennial.
Happy 50th episode.
Yay.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
We don't have Danny Glover. We don't have anything awesome planned. Danny Glover. We should have, though.
Danny Glover is going to come in and he's going to say, at the very end of the episode, he's going to say,
oh, he's going to start rapping for us.
Yeah, he's going to rap. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Hey, Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Real fast, Air Transvestites, 447, it says.
That's better.
$50. And that's straight through?
I don't know if it's straight through.
Is that what connecting brain jobs?
Why don't you put together like a big jar for every time you say rim job? Like you put a dollar in the jar, and you'll be there in no time. Yeah.
Listeners, you have a mission. Find us some cheap flights to Seattle for PAX.
Yeah. Anybody wants to come?
And we'll do a video podcast if all of us are here.
Angel will give you a free rim job.
That would be fun.
Yeah, if anybody wants to donate to the podcast, just tell us.
Travel fund.
Which we're trying to get them to PAX. Me and Nick are going to PAX because we live 10 minutes from the Seattle
Convention Center.
So it's no problem for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you think you're leaving from, Adam? What airport is close to?
This is really exciting podcast material, I know.
Probably Jacksonville.
Okay. See, that right there is $500,000. So if you donate today towards the $500,000 goal, you'll get...
Start calling
John
now.
Wayne commemorative plates.
Operators are waiting.
Yeah.
You'll get John Wayne commemorative plates, commemorative tote bags.
Oh, and a John Wayne commemorative condom.
With a picture of the tote bag with the plate on it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, anyway, how have you guys been? It's been a while.
Yeah. What has it been like? Two, 3 weeks?
Something like that.
It's been like a month or two for me, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't here for the last one. You were doing thesis stuff.
I don't remember when
you're still
the last
doing,
time I
you're
was
still
on
doing
here.
Thesis stuff. Not that long ago, maybe two episodes, three episodes. Right, because you were. Oh no, you weren't here for the next gen one.
I think I was in New York. For
you were here. You were here for the first next gen one.
Oh, but
that
but not the next
broke.
Gen one.
Not right,
next
exactly.
Next gen.
Yeah, and I mean
new.
Then the next gen, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. Jennifer
yeah. Who is the
you.
Next? Who? Yeah, who's, no. Who's the next gen?
Yeah. Who's?
You're right. We've had Jennifer Aniston. She's way past her prime. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Lopez.
She's passed. Yeah, J-Lo's passed it.
J-Lo's on American Idol along with Steve Tyler. She's past her prime.
Is there like a Jennifer Momsen or a Jennifer? Jennifer? Yeah, is there somebody named Jennifer
no,
out
Jennifer
there?
Jennifer is the new Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer.
That's the next
that sounds
right
like
there.
That sounds like a like
what
a
about
drug
Jennifer Garner?
For
she's
like
been out of the limelight.
Erectile dysfunction. No, she's coming back in a big way. She's playing Miss Marple
Wait,
in a
that?
New movie.
You have a problem with Jennifer Garner?
No, I'm just saying that she's not like the new one.
Well, no, but she's great in Alias.
Oh.
It's funny because nobody asked you to talk.
She's fantastic in Elektra.
Okay, guys, let's all watch Elektra. What games are you playing, huh?
Matt, why don't you go first?
It's funny, I ask myself questions.
Yes.
I haven't been playing any games, I don't think.
Well,
I've been playing
no
lots
good.
Of games at work, but I can't talk about them.
Yeah, we've...
Oh. Yeah, so what... You got a job. Tell us about that. Don't tell us what you've been doing, but tell us what it is.
A game tester.
So wait, did you have
for
to...
For Microsoft.
That's really cool that you're
cool.
a game tester. But did you have to go on, like, a reality show and, like,
yeah, I
run optical courses?
It was tough.
Yeah.
And they're like, here, you can have this minimum wage job now.
Hmm.
And like,
how was the competition?
There is no competition.
Oh.
I'm just that good.
Nice.
Man.
Oh, wait, no, you know what I have been playing that I bought? Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I've been playing it.
Oh, yeah?
So good.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's great.
What system did you get it for? Oh, you only have a PS3 right now, right?
PS3, yeah. and I've been playing it with our housemates. And just been tearing it
You
up
should
there.
Play with Will and get frustrated.
I don't want to
play with somebody better than that. we're all on the same level. It's anybody's game.
Yeah.
When we play. So, yeah, we play a lot of
Adam,
Brawl,
what's
too.
What's your record with me?
Usually, I think it's like 1-5.
Yeah. I'm getting you back for all those years. I got my ass thoroughly thrashed in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, me and Adam tried to play online and I hated it.
Didn't like the lag.
And also, you're way better than me. I don't know how you even play with that much lag and you're still good.
I don't know. Just happens.
He's really good, guys. Listening. Yep.
The thing is, though, that like when I play other people and they're better than me, I get really like sad because I never play anybody better than me. And like people who are better than me, for some reason, don't play online, and that just makes it even worse.
Because it's so laggy.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And because they don't want to search their friend codes.
Yeah, they don't want to have to sit and wait for half an hour to play a 2-minute match that lasts another half an hour.
Gears of War. Gears of War.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nick.
Yes.
LBP 2.
I've been playing Little Big Planet 2.
I played that too. I played it with him.
I've been playing more Marvel vs. Capcom 3 than Matt.
Play slightly more.
It's a lot of fun.
Because it's in Nick's room right now.
It's in my room right now.
Nice.
I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl and Melee and the original.
Oh, that's right. We've been playing all three. We just
all right, which one are we playing right now? It's great. I downloaded the Virtual Console version of the original.
Much and it's better
yeah,
than
it's,
the actual.
It's better than the N64 one by a long shot.
How so?
Just because, I mean, just being able to use a GameCube controller, not the N64 controller. But it's way more responsive. Because the N64 one,
rate?
Yeah, much better frame rate.
Really?
Yeah, it looks great and it plays great too.
That game is a real, like, if you thought getting knocked off on, like, Brawl or Melee was that's obviously one of the easiest ways to die is getting knocked off, not being able to recover. The 64 version is ridiculous.
Yeah, you jump a lot lower.
Grab onto the edge.
Mm. Yeah, and you take more damage too. So there's a whole lot of like throws are your finishing move.
Matches are way faster too.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great. I love it so much.
It's a way different game. That's really fun.
But the game that I also played today. I played the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World game some more.
Good.
I'll go back to that every now and then.
And I'm almost done with the Majora's Mask.
Yeah, we're almost done with Majora's Mask. Matt's playing it, I'm watching, but I still say
all very good choices.
Yeah. But the one that me and a couple of my friends here have been like dedicating hours to is Ghosts and Goblins on the NES.
Ghost and Goblins.
Very
good. It's misspelled on the box art, but the game is actually called Ghosts and Goblins because that's how it is on the title screen. But oh my gosh, we're on the last level now.
Are you playing on Virtual Console?
Yeah, we're playing the Virtual Console one.
Gotcha.
But we spent maybe 4 hours on the second level because there's this one part that's so absurdly ridiculous. but it's great. Like, oh man, there's nothing better than getting like so frustrated with a couple people and then beating a level and then just high-fiving all around.
I feel like the second level...
High-fives for everyone.
Yeah.
The second level is like... The first level is... Once you get the hang of it, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Second level is like a hump. Once you get over it, you can get past third and fourth pretty easy. But where they are now, I've looked at online how people beat it.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's insane. But we're slowly... Like, that's the thing is, it's like we're slowly like getting better and better and able to get past... Like, it's so difficult, but it's so much fun. And I think we're going to have like a Little League baseball style pizza party once we beat it. Like,
nice.
I'm going to go to Goodwill and buy a trophy and we're going to take it to like a pizza buffet just get like huge pitchers of soda and just eat pizza and celebrate.
And they're going to have to go out.
Is there a CC's pizza or something similar? Go to Little CC's.
I don't know. There's got to be something. We got to find a pizza. Yeah.
They're going to go out on the field and walk past each other and high five.
Yeah, good game. Or we can be like those jerks on the team that beat us, and they'll like lick their hands and be like, bad game.
And put,
those
they poop
bastards.
In their hands.
Yeah, those guys are jerks. They'd put knives. They just stab your hand as you walked by.
Ooh.
Well, what they do is that's how they got Jesus. Is they pretended they're taking him to a t-ball game, and then bam,
that's not
nails
nice.
Right in the palms. Got him on a cross. Tricked him.
But I mean, yeah, maybe if Jesus were on a better team that year, like he was on a really terrible t-ball team.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Like maybe in coach pitch, Jesus' team would have done better. Yeah. But T-ball is a different game.
I like his hustle, but you know that's not all you need.
Yeah, when he's out in the outfield, he's just sitting there. He's doing cartwheels.
He did make a pretty good comeback, though.
Yeah,
yeah, he did. He made a comeback
after three strikes. It turns out he wasn't out.
That was good.
Three strikes and he was back. The umpires tried to eject him from the game, but no way.
No.
He's back in a big way.
I'm sorry. Any sensitive Christians out there, please email your concerns to wtpodcast@gmail.com.
You actually probably should. It's
a good way to get emails.
We're really trying to you know.
We're going to have to put up a little disclaimer like at the beginning of Assassin's Creed. This podcast is put together by a multicultural group of many Christians. Yeah.
No, I think everyone here is Muslim, right?
Yeah.
We're all Muslim.
And we hate Christians.
Well, hate's a really strong word.
Yeah, that's enough.
We hate cripples?
it's a strong word, but totally not strong enough. Like, I believe in Allah and other things. Allah Abdul. all right.
As it says,
what have you been playing?
One step forward and two steps back.
Wait, what did MC Scat Cat write in the Quran? Everything's getting
part
really Paula Abdul themed.
I'm sorry, guys. Adam, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing?
Pokemon, do you want to save that?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's save you for last.
Right. Angle
sounds good. Josh.
Angle.
No, Josh.
I guess when I do have a chance, I'm playing Halo with you, but that's about it.
Playing Thesis.
I'm playing Thesis. MFA Thesis. That's what I'm playing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Stage presence.
I actually, I was trying to play that game, but I got the dropout achievement. I wanted to go for that.
That's okay.
I actually got it twice.
I've wanted to get that achievement a couple times.
Yeah, Nick and I were looking at a picture of you. We are looking at a picture of you right now, but we were also looking at it earlier.
I really wish that I could experience what these photos are.
It looks great.
It looks great.
You look really snazzy.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, thank you.
You look dapper as shit, man.
Yeah, dapper as shit.
I do it for the ladies and Matt and Nick.
Yeah, we did it. We're
How
ladies.
How much tail did you get from that? Probably like 100 tails, right?
I'm just imagining the term "getting tail" means having sex with those people who have like raccoon tails.
Yeah, that's what
out of the
exactly what I meant. Nice. How many people with raccoon tails did you have sex with?
And don't lie, we'll know.
How many people dressed up in a tanuki suit for you?
Who, me?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, you guys keep dropping out. I've heard like half of what you've said.
Tanuki suits.
Tanuki.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
He did it all for the Tanuki. Come on, Tanuki. Come on. Guys, somebody get Fred Durst on the phone.
Quick, somebody call Brentel Floss. No, wait, don't. don't never call him. I hate that guy. Never call him.
I forgot about him.
Okay,
good.
Will, William, Willith.
What am I playing? I have been playing Amnesia: The Dark Descent. And,
I don't know what that is. It sounds like a JRPG.
No, it's a survival horror game.
Isn't it first person?
Oh, wow, that sounds great, then.
It's this little indie game. It's like $10.
Oh, wow.
And it won some awards at GDC, right?
Yeah, it won a bunch of, like, I think it may have won, like, Best Independent Game of the Year.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
But then I went back, I beat the Da Vinci DLC for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Ooh, I gotta get that.
And, it was pretty good. And as we speak, I'm downloading Arrival for Mass Effect 2.
Need to get that, too.
I haven't played any of the DLC for that game.
It was all pretty good. Shadow Broker was by far the best one, though.
Yeah.
Which one's Shadow Broker? Is that the one with the thief?
No. I like the thief one, though.
Oh, that was Kasumi. Kasumi was okay. She didn't really add much to the game, but Shadowbroker had Liara in it, so if you played the first one, unlike Adam, and you know you were attached to her, you can go back and see what's happening to her.
Oh, sounds I don't cool. want to see that. That sounds crazy.
What kind of panties is she wearing?
I don't know. She bitched me out because I had sex with somebody else in Mass Effect 2.
You whore.
Who'd you have sex with?
That's because she's a trifling ass bitch.
That was the confusing thing about that game is I played the whole thing and I was just like, oh, Shepard and Miranda are going to get together. And they did. And it was great. And then I beat the game and I was just like sort of wandering around the ship. And then I had sex with Jack on accident. I just kept talking to her.
You just fell into her?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, she's not wearing much in that game, so it's not really that difficult.
Yeah.
But I was just so confused. I was just like, oh my God, this is going to ruin our relationship.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
A stiff breeze.
I remember that game being really weird in the post-game. It was just
the post game is really strange.
Everybody stopped progressing in their conversation trees.
Yeah, well, everybody goes back to right before you did the last mission for the most part.
Yeah.
And that's what sort of turned me off from the DLC because I played the whole game and I was just like, all right, I did it. The story's done for now. And then the DLC came and I was just like, where does that fit in? I thought we need to get ready for
all
a crazy
battle.
All of
the DLC fits in wherever. Like, none of it takes place.
That's what she said.
See, maybe I should download it and then start the game over.
That's my problem with a lot of games with side quests is that I always get nervous. Like, I know that... And it's funny because a lot of people have this problem with games with time limits, but I have the opposite. Because with time limits, I'm like, okay... I can see exactly how much time I have.
Yeah.
I can manage that. But in Mass Effect...
You must have loved
this
Dead Rising.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I love
but
it in Dead Rising.
With a game like Mass Effect or Dragon Age where there's like this constant threat looming, I'm like, I don't want to do any side quests because I got to save the world.
Yeah.
And so I have
gotta save the world.
Yeah. And there's no time limit, so I'm like, it could go at any time. You know that.
Well, that's one thing I like about Mass Effect too. Like, if there's a certain point where you're forced to go, you can go after your team and save the rest of your team, or do the rest of your side quests. And if there's repercussions to whatever you do,
yeah,
I like that about
the point. I love reaching the point of no return.
Yeah,
and
I didn't.
I just did.
Oh, cool.
And I'm finished, guys.
I didn't.
Are we still talking about games?
No. Well, kind of.
To finish up, I'm also playing Pokemon White. That's it. Next.
I'm playing Homefront, and that's in between school and finishing the Gundam series. So.
Like the entirety of it?
Yeah.
God's work. You're doing God's work.
Literally, what's up?
I'm sorry. I think I have a sneaking suspicion. I haven't seen... The only Gundams I've seen is the first one in Gundam Wing.
Yeah.
And would you say those are the only good ones?
No, Gundam Seed was really good. But Gundam Seed is basically...
8th MS Team was awesome.
Yeah, 8th MS Team was amazing. That was so good.
That was the best one. It's only like 12 episodes long.
Yeah.
So scared of all those shows' art styles.
Yeah. Well, the smaller ones, like the OVAs, like the ones that are like 12 or 6 episodes, are really good. They're really well done. But... By far, the worst one was G Gundam. It was just like an abomination.
Was that the one where they had like different countries had Gundam?
Yeah, they're fighting. They were like, it's almost like DBZ. It was like a tournament. Dragon Ball Z becomes like Gundam. It was just horrible. And the way they end the series, like one of them, like they use like the special power of love to defeat the bad guy. I was just like,
what? Huey Lewis?
Really?
That's how you got to do it.
I was like, but like right now I'm into Turn A Gundam.
Was it on around the same time as Sailor Moon?
What? Which one? G Gundam? Maybe.
What?
It was 92.
No, that was on later. I thought.
Mm. I thought it
came on after Wing.
Where does Robotech?
Factor in. That's like 70s, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's called Robotic.
Oh, Robotic.
Robotnik.
Yeah, but I've been watching them since, like, from when they actually were released, what year they were released in, so I've been watching them back-to-back-to-back. And I am currently up to Turn A Gundam, and I think... I skipped over Gundam Wing because I've already seen that, like, series twice, and
Who hasn't?
But yeah, I love that one the best. But Gundam Seed's pretty good. Gundam Seed's most like a retelling of the original Gundam.
The only two I ever saw were Wing and 8th MS Team. And I know like MS Team fits into like the greater continuity of the series.
Yeah.
But Wing like was entertaining as hell, but after a while it's just like, oh, a Gundam showed up. Well, he's going to massacre everything. I like that in 8th MS Team like the Gundams were very destructible.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's the thing.
Or are most of the series like that?
Some of them they differ, like Zeta Gundam and Victory Gundam. Like the creator, he was very depressed around the time, so like almost everyone dies in that. Any main character dies in that series, in those series, and then most of them are just like average, like more melodramatic, melodramatic about it, things.
This looks good.
The really cheesy ones were definitely G Gundam and I think it's like the SD Gundams. There's a small, like super deformed ones, or like those are really kiddie ones.
That one looked really stupid.
It was
just
cool. No,
you don't remember? I think it was on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, yeah, it was really... That was around the time when I stopped watching Toonami.
Yeah, 8th MS Team looks awesome.
Yeah, 8th MS Team is actually really good. It is. It's actually very well done. So is...
it reminds me of Cowboy Bebop.
Stardust Memory is really good. Operation, like, Stardust Memory was really good. And what else was good? I forgot the... Well, what are the short ones are? They deal with the overall universal century. So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
That's cool.
Cool.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, Adam, what have you been playing? Let's get off this Gundam kick.
Sure. Okay, so I've been playing some Pilot Wings on the 3DS.
Oh, wow.
And I've also been playing around with the built-in stuff for the 3DS, Well, that's what we're going to start... talking about,
Adam.
Right now.
God.
I like those things. They're fun to ride. But, I mean, that's going to be our topic, so, I mean...
Exactly.
Okay.
Should we do news?
We're just going to start talking. Nope, there is no news. The 3DS came out. That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty true. Hasn't really been much.
End news.
Oh, wait, no, there's also the news of the new Resident Evil game that's being developed by the Socom team.
So good. Mm.
So I assume that means that all of us are going to play the co-op together?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no news for that. That's the news.
Yeah, it's going to be so sweet.
It's going to be good, the outbreak, basically.
Yeah,
outbreak,
but better.
But not shitty.
Yeah.
Hopefully, as fun as Resident Evil 5 is, though.
I played the PS3 SOCOM game that was basically made to sell you a headset.
Oh, that one, Confrontation, right?
Yeah, it played well, so I'm assuming that it's going to be those mechanics and then with Resident Evil. So
I didn't like that at all.
I don't know. I'm just going off. Basically, it wasn't a buggy mess.
Yeah, true. Like,
It worked, and so I'm assuming, especially with how good Dead Rising 2 was, that wasn't developed by the same studio, and it was another Capcom.
That doesn't have anything to do with.
I don't know, but I mean, studio. It was Capcom licensing out something to a different studio. I don't know. I'm just excited.
Anyway. 3DS. There's never going to be a Resident Evil game on 3DS. We know that much.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new one, right? Revelation.
No!
What?
Yeah, there's two, actually.
No,
there's
fuck up.
There's Revelation, and then there's also The Mercenaries.
Hey, guys, Resident Evil.
So
that'd be pretty funny.
Is Mercenaries supposed to be, like, a full game?
No. It's sort of.
Or is it just
Mercenaries?
Well, it's the Mercenaries mode from 4 and 5 plus more.
Okay. Wait, is it, like, a port from 4 and 5, or is it, like,
yeah,
based on
sort of.
4 and 5?
Yeah, it's the levels from 4 and 5. Okay. But there's new characters, and I'll probably wind up getting it because I'm going to want a 3DS game. And when that comes out, I'll probably buy it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of 3DS.
And it's also fully co-op.
Speaking of 3DS.
Koopop.
For how many people? Just two?
Yeah, it's two in that game.
200.
Right. And I'm assuming that the other one is going to be two because it looks like Jill and Chris are together.
I thought they pointed guns at each other. I figured it was at some other point in the continuity.
There were zombies behind him.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense, because I guess he didn't know Jill was evil until they saved her. I don't know.
When's it supposed to take place?
No, it's supposed to be, from what I understand, it's supposed to be before the stuff that led to Jill jumping out the window with Wesker. Like, I think it's, I mean, it's post 3. It's in between, like, 3 and 4. Or probably around the time when the 4 DLC is happening.
4 is off happening in its own little world, so it could be take place any time between 3 and 5.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And there's this, in the new one, spoiler alert, I learned this on the inside in the game industry. There's this going to be this really touching scene where
they're touching.
It's after 5, and Chris is looking at a picture of Jill, and it plays, "I will remember you." Will you remember
me? Oh, that's right. It's called.
Me?
That's right. Yeah, I do remember that.
It does that, and it's just really sad, and it's going to make you cry. It's going to make you laugh at the funny parts. Not that part's not funny, but afterwards, then Chris gets.
It could be to something.
No, Chris gets hit in the balls right after, that. And he goes, "Doyle." And it's real. Oh my gosh, it's just a great game, guys. Anyway, it's gonna
go buy it right now.
3DS.
Yes. So I brought in Chase. Chase is here. Say hi, Chase.
Hello,
Chase.
Hi, Chase.
She's a bear.
Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys.
So Chase and I both have the DS. Chase got his last night. He tried to call me for me to convince him not to get one.
You should have called me.
Yeah.
Would have done a better job.
You should have called Will. Yeah. So, I guess we're just gonna. Josh is making funny faces. We're just gonna talk about it. I mean, do you guys have any questions off the bat?
Does your head hurt?
How's the 3D?
Does your eyes feel like they're gonna explode?
No. No. I've been playing it for, you know, hours on end, and I haven't gotten any sort of headache. Chase, you haven't done any 3D stuff yet, have you?
Would you have admitted if you did get a headache?
Me? Yeah.
You're talking about the person who thinks that Skyward Sword looks shitty because Link can't stab himself and the colors are too bright. Of course he would tell you.
I haven't had any issues, although I haven't done too much with the 3D yet. I didn't get any 3DS games with it.
What did you get?
I bought Pokemon Black.
Yes.
Oh, neat.
My DS got stolen a few months back, and I had all my games still, so I was like, why not get a 3DS?
That's a good call.
Good logic.
Right. That was my...
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Can you use the AR cards to make you like a girlfriend? And then she like love you and like give you the attention that real people won't give.
Only if you cry into the special adapter port on it.
That's interesting.
People have been asking for a Princess Peach AR card, and you guys have seen that the bigger their card, the bigger the
image is. Yeah,
my boner.
The hologram.
I was gonna say,
I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah. She said.
Oh, so is that why they're talking about printing them on things?
Yeah. Printing
right,
out,
yeah.
Making it bigger, and then you can make the actual thing bigger. Yeah,
I told That's Chase so that we cool. need to print out a billboard size AR card.
Oh,
just have it take you over.
Could you imagine that dragon shooter game, really really big?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
God,
terrifying. I mean, yeah, the AR cards. That's really cool and all, but the real question that is on everybody's minds is how many 3D dick pics have you taken?
What? No, okay, sorry. Let's rephrase the question. What does your penis look like in 3 dimensions?
Have you ever...
It's got more girth.
Have you considered maybe...
You can't...
Have you ever, taken off your pants and maybe put, like, the Samus AR card on your dick so that Samus is standing on your wiener?
Not yet.
That's a good suggestion.
Or you could put it on... Yeah, put it on your penis, and then you can play that dragon shooter game with it coming out of your crotch.
Perfect.
I feel like it'd be really hard to like maintain an erection at the same time
as
playing a shooter game.
Yeah, I was thinking of more just like pulling it out, laying it on a table in front of you.
That
we could be flaccid.
My penis is 45 inches long, flaccid, so this is doable.
God. Yeah, that's why you have 2 yardsticks.
What is that?
Yeah, but weirdly, 6 inches hard. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not a grower. I'm not a grower, guys. I'm a shower all the way.
I'm a shower all the way.
This is gross. Why did I ask?
The more you know.
But how is Pilot Wings?
It's fun. I mean, going into it, and even still, like, I really don't understand why they're using the Miis and Woohoo Island, which is the island from Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's called recycling.
Yeah, exactly.
They had all that stuff done.
I just don't, you know, why not spend a little extra time?
It's good for the environment.
Because it's Nintendo.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Well, they want to build it up. I think they want more games to take place around there. Around the same...
Around Woohoo Island?
Yeah. And they want... Ugh. They need a game to show off the Miis on the 3DS anyway.
Yeah.
It's multiple...
Exactly. I mean, that basically is... Game. It basically is the Wii Sports of
it,
the
It seems
3DS.
Like mostly a tech demo
yeah.
than more of a full-fledged game.
Yeah.
And, like, I've been saying this, but, like, the 3D in Pilot Wings specifically is not as good as it is in other games, even in, like, the menu itself.
Really? I thought the 3D in Pilot Wings was pretty cool. That's weird that it gets even better. Can't wait for my mind to be blown.
How high are you playing the 3D slider?
All the way. I've tried it at a few different settings, uh-huh. and...
I mean, I was playing that in the store, mm-hmm. and I had it, like, where it was barely on, like, the lowest 3D setting, and it seemed to be the most effective. I thought that, at least in the way that I had to play it in the store, like, standing up and being a certain distance from it, the effect lost its intensity. But having the system in my hands and being able to move it around, like, with, like, the interface and stuff, like, even when it's all the way up, like, it still looks good. You just kind of have to have it held at the kind of a certain way.
Now, Adam, I know you have, but Chase, did you play with the Best Buy demo unit?
A little bit, yeah. That's the only Pilot Wings I played. I played for a few minutes.
Okay,
on
well, I was going to ask, like, is it any different playing it when you're not tethered to the wall as far as clarity or ease of...
God,
yeah,
yes.
It absolutely is. That kind of I felt like that system that's bolted down, you're like a little, unless you're like bent down really far. Or you're a little person, you're going to be out of kind of the optimal like range. I think when you turn the system on, it tells you that you want to stay like 10 to 14 inches from the screen. Mm-hmm. So like when you can actually kind of maintain that, like, you know, if it's just sitting in your lap or something like that, you know, and you're kind of looking at it, it actually does have, I think, a little better effect.
Yeah, one thing I will say, though, is that in Pilot Wings, especially, like, with the plane, just the window for the 3D effect is unbelievably small. I mean, like, even, I guess, like, I'm just moving the console by, like, moving my thumb on the joystick, and it just, it goes out of focus sometimes, and I don't even, like, realize that I'm moving my hand. So, I foresee that to be a problem for many people.
How do you feel about, do you feel like they maybe rushed 3DS out without having games to really support it? Or
it's obvious that they did. I mean, you don't even have half the features on the system in effect yet.
True.
I don't know.
How many systems really launch with, like, really stellar titles?
Well, I thought it had, like, 21 titles when it really released.
Yeah.
The launch window,
okay. Yeah.
Which is like 2 or 3
AKA
months.
The cop out.
My question is, though, right. What would they be rushing to? There's nothing.
Well, I feel like maybe
at the end of this financial.
But maybe they want to get it out, but have it out before E3, before the NGP starts.
Yeah, I mean, it's not competing
with
anything.
When does the fiscal year end?
That's true, but I feel like I don't know. I don't know.
I think April.
They didn't know about the NGP until like we did, right?
Wow.
Yeah, but I feel like
I guess they could.
I feel like they wanted to get
see that coming. Yeah.
They wanted to get a one up. I mean, and just get the new one out there before.
I don't know.
You know, it's probably because they don't have anything for the Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But
honestly,
I don't really think that.
Because, like,
I'm sorry.
No, they they're going to have a lot of titles for
well,
the 3DS in a few
here's
months.
Something. The, it, they barely got into the second quarter, so maybe it had something to do with their earnings, how it looked to investors, something along those lines.
I don't know, but I also don't think this the launch seems rushed, because yeah. I can't think of a lot of systems with an amazing launch.
But it's just that the fact that the online store isn't active yet, the web browser isn't active yet, Netflix doesn't work yet.
But we do have a 3D music video.
I just downloaded it.
Yeah.
Did you?
It's OK Go, which is awesome.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff on it that just doesn't work yet because Nintendo hasn't turned it on. And I feel like that's weird, especially that the North American release, which is the last release, and I figured they're like, oh, they're going to turn that on once they're all out. But it's just weird. And I feel like there wasn't much, I don't know, development time in knowing somebody who like tested games for EA for it. He was telling me that he was working on it a couple months ago, but that was like the first thing that they got. And also I can say, because I haven't said his name, but SimCity.
Or her name.
Yeah, SimCity for the 3DS.
Sims 3.
No, it was the SimCity that he was working
Sims
on.
SimCity 3D.
Yeah, don't buy that game. It's broken.
Oh.
Yeah. At least that's what that person said.
That's what you were told.
That's what I was told.
By a reliable source.
Yeah. An insider.
Yes. So I was playing around with the AR some, and it actually has a lot more features. Well, just the 3DS itself has a lot more features, but let's talk about the AR for right now. So obviously you've got the 6 cards that come with the system. The main card is the question mark card, which is basically what the AR menu works off of. So you can do they have a bunch of mini games like archery, kind of like a billiards type of game, fishing, and I think there's one more, I can't remember. But after you play the games enough, you unlock a store where you can buy more games, and the way you do that is with, I think they're called play coins or play tokens, and you get those by walking around with your DS. Either by getting actual steps because the DS has a pedometer in it, or by using Street Pass and getting like other people's Miis to come into your Mi Plaza. And so after enough time, like after you've walked around enough, you have a bunch of these play coins and you can do different stuff with them. So you can buy new games for the AR stuff, or you can there's 2 games in the Mi Plaza itself. There's Find Me, which is like a very small, it's actually very polished, though, a very like mini RPG that uses Miis. And then there's the puzzle swap, which is just you get puzzle pieces and it makes a 3D image. So you can spend the money on that, and I'm sure there's actually more stuff that you can spend them on.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. But graffiti. That was the other AR one. That one's actually very cool. You can draw on the bottom screen, and then it basically makes that 2D drawing that you're doing on the bottom screen into a 3D image up on the top screen.
Oh, whoa.
And you can rotate around it. And they have like trace pads that you can do. So they have, I guess, the 6 characters or the 5 characters they give you. So Samus, Link, Pikmin, Kirby, Mario. So you can trace their faces, and I actually traced like Link's face. And it was in 3D, and you can do different colors. You can erase stuff.
That's really
cool. It's
basically
just like a paint program in 3D. Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
That's really neat.
And then you can change the poses of any of the figures that pop out of the AR cards, which I didn't know until today.
That's cool.
I will say, I was at work and I was trying to print the larger AR cards.
Oh, were you?
Except that PDF is protected and I can't like.
Oh, I've got the PNGs. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, no, I noticed that
too. So we'll
do
it.
Yep. Sweet.
That's awesome.
Okay.
We'll post pictures.
So what are they gonna? What are they planning on doing with the AR cards? Like, are they gonna release new ones that you can like buy in the store?
I'm pretty sure there's at least one that comes with Nintendogs, and it puppy pops out of it.
Oh, that's
or
right.
Kitten pops out of it. Or
Knowing
something.
Nintendo,
so hopefully, Yeah, they're not going to do anything, yeah. But hopefully they will.
Knowing
yeah,
Nintendo, they'll do like two cards and then nothing.
Yeah. That's a shame.
E-reader cards?
I think it would be really cool if somebody made like Dungeons & Dragons things where you could use your AR card and like build a character on it. I don't know.
Well, or even like new versions of like the Pokemon trading card game to do like the iTunes stuff,
you
know?
That'd be so good.
Like I Am really Judgment great. On PS3.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I meant, yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, you can make your Miis into QR cards, and then actually I think there are AR cards, or maybe they're QR cards, but you can download Miis and other things like
scan
that.
Them, yeah.
Right.
What are,
so maybe they'll do something.
What are
more
QR
with that.
Cards?
QR codes. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
They're the, it's like those weird looking like checkerboard mm-hmm. barcodes that.
Oh,
you see
that's
on, like,
right.
FedEx
yeah,
box
yeah, that's
or something
right.
Like that. Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's neat. Yeah, the thing is that the AR is so cool, and it seems to be getting a lot of press. Yeah. I really hope that mm-hmm. it's not a wasted feature, because it seems so cool.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's not. I mean, I feel like that's one of the biggest innovations like that I didn't really even think about. I actually had no idea about that stuff before.
And it works really well.
Yeah, it works great, especially like even some of the simple games like, you know, like Face Raiders.
Face Raiders?
I mean, yes.
We talked about this. Rating faces. Face Raiders.
You,
with your 3D
penises. I mean,
penises.
I didn't realize that, like,
yes.
The tracking, like, it can do tracking of in, like, 3D space.
Right,
because
it's got
turned.
The gyroscope,
right.
Gyroscope in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that adds, I think, a really cool element of gameplay that I hope that developers are going to take. I believe, Steel Diver or Blue Diver.
Steel Diver.
Holy Diver. Muff Diver. One of those diver games takes advantage of in the periscope mode.
Oh, you know, I didn't even realize that's what it was.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Nice.
And I know that the first-person modes in Ocarina of Time use the gyroscope to, you can, like, turn it. You can.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's really fun.
That's cool.
If you have the room to like turn.
One thing though is that some of the AR games use that though, and it's really difficult to one keep the camera on the card while moving, and two
keep your face
focus, yeah. Right, exactly.
It only really works, I think, when you're moving, like you're rotating the system, but you're like a periscope.
Right.
You know, you're holding the system kind of
and
your
station.
Yeah, just turning
right.
Your body, pivoting.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
If you go down the list of features that are in the 3DS, it seems like it was almost designed by committee and they never talked to each other. It was like, okay, you have 3D, but you have to look at it, and I swear to God, if you go, you know, 5 degrees out of alignment with this, you're going to lose it. But then, yeah, if you look down at the second screen, then that goes out of alignment. If you turn the thing around to, you know, use the gyroscope, then you lose the effect.
Yeah,
if
but
you
that's
keep
not...
If you 3D on, the battery life dies... And, you know, you read all these reports about, like, oh, I just turned the 3D off. And it's like, well, then what's the point?
Yeah, I'm really curious to, like, see, I guess, the public's, like, reception to this. Because,
I mean, you
one,
saw the
I
pictures
see...
of the New York launch, right?
What was
no,
it?
No, I didn't.
The New York City launch that was, like, empty.
Oh really?
That
was it?
Nintendo set up like or
what
like
was,
blocking
what was
off
the,
like, the front of the store into the street and then like around the side of the building, and it was all like cordoned off. It had like food and demo stations, everything. There was just nobody there.
Oh.
Hmm.
I feel bad for them. I mean, I think they were expecting a huge turnout. Kind of like the Verizon iPhone.
Triforce Johnson. Got his Nintendo 3DS handed to him by Reggie Fils-Aimé and Greg Packer. No. Wait. Whoever. The president of Best Buy.
Oh, neat.
You didn't hear about
no,
him?
No, I heard about him.
No, I heard about him at lunch.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Over tacos.
But wait, are you saying that it didn't sell well at launch, or
it has not? It has. I don't believe it has had quite as powerful of a launch as Nintendo hoped.
Mm-hmm. And that's also something I want to see. Is like personally, I think that it's going to take some time for it to get popular
mostly because of the 3D. Mm-hmm. But I think once the press gets a hold of it and they start making a big deal out of, you know, 3D, glassesless 3D, people are going to start
flipping
that
shit. There's also not much marketing for it in, TV or whatever. And if you don't know what it is, it looks very much like just the next step of...
Yeah, DS. Another DSi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it is pretty much.
Yeah, it is, but I mean, they've also stepped up the graphics a lot.
Yeah, the graphics are really good.
I can't... See, I think that a lot of people are like me in that they're waiting for better title releases. I mean, because...
Or
the 3DS iXL.
Yep, yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
I don't know if you guys remember the launch of any other system ever, but people say the same things about every console launch. When are the good games going to come out?
Right.
That's why the majority of people don't buy video game systems until like a year or two after they come
out.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yep.
The only game I know or the only system that was like that, I guess the PS2 and the Wii were huge sellers in their first year.
Right. I was actually fully expecting the system to be really hard to find. And I mean, that was part of the reason I called Adam. I'm like, listen, man, I'm going to go to Walmart. If they have it, I'll get it. If they don't, whatever. But I didn't expect them to have it. But they had a ton of them. So I was shocked.
I was not.
Yeah. I feel like with their handhelds, they manufacture a lot. Because I remember when the...
Well, there's supposed to be a limited supply until, like, the next quarter of the fiscal year, I think.
Mm.
That's tomorrow.
Or, like, that's what they said. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
maybe it's a little longer than that.
Yeah, I look forward to buying one. I just...
It is a lot of money,
though. The DS also didn't have a very good launch. I remember we were really excited that we could play a demo of Metro.
Adam had Sprung. That was nice.
That's a bad game.
Oh, you had that?
What game?
Sprung. Yeah.
Why?
It was between that and Feel the Magic at the time.
You chose Feel the Magic was a way better game.
Yeah, I know. I chose the wrong one.
Yeah.
Anyways, at least the DS had Mario 64.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, I think that a lot of people, I feel like the sales are going to go up for the handheld once E3 rolls around and they announce what their next games are. Like that Mario game that they're hinting at, or they showed just a little bit of.
They showed 4 screenshots and the logo.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, they're holding off until E3. They're going to announce something a lot bigger for that.
Yeah.
And there's going to be way more companies showing off new games.
Oh man, you know what would be awesome is if they offered like wireless downloads at E3 and people could download those games onto their systems.
The demos?
Mm.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
The only good game that released with regular DS was Super Mario 64. And that
Which was a good game.
A remake of a good game though.
True.
Okay,
true.
So what are people looking forward to on 3DS? They're looking forward to Ocarina of Time.
I'm looking forward to the Resident
and
Evil games.
Kid Icarus and Star Fox.
And the Resident Evil games.
And Mario Kart.
Okay, and the new Mario.
I mean, like, we're looking forward to Resident Evil, but the majority of people are looking forward to the remakes of the N64 games.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, to be honest, though, the DS is like, for me, it's... I mean, granted, I had an R4, but like there were a lot of really fun games. I mean, I had so much fun with my DS.
No. I'm just saying at launch. Consoles don't really launch.
Oh no, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't judge a console by its.
No, I can't think. What did the Xbox launch with?
Mm-hmm. Oh God, nothing.
Xbox One,
Perfect Dark Zero.
No,
I hate
Xbox 360.
Yeah, right. Perfect Dark Zero, Gun,
Condemned, which was fucking awesome.
Okay. That might be the only one though.
Yeah,
King Kong was good.
King Kong was not good.
See, Will, you're showing your bias right here by saying that Condemned and King Kong were great launch titles.
Condemned was fucking awesome. You shut your whore mouth.
The game was all right, and nobody cares about it now.
Yeah, the second one flopped.
I mean, it's not...
Hey, I have it sitting there on my shelf, and I love it to death.
Early adopters are usually shafted in game titles. I mean...
Red Steel,
yeah,
Red
exactly.
Steel.
I can't think of really. What did PlayStation 3 launch with?
Oh, God, nothing. Killzone didn't come out until...
No.
God, what did...
PlayStation
what
3's
did...
launch wasn't that bad, I don't think. It was just that everything was a port that was already on 360.
Yeah. Wii's launch had Zelda, which sold a lot.
Yes.
But, I mean, again, that was a GameCube
title. But
that
was also a port.
Yeah.
Elebits was probably the only other
Elebits,
fun. Yeah.
Everybody liked Wii Sports.
Yeah.
GameCube came with Luigi's Mansion and
Rogue
Squadron.
Squadron.
Yeah, and Melee.
Oh, yes.
No, Melee came out a month later.
Oh, was it a month later?
Nintendo got really lucky.
It was supposed to be a launch title.
Nintendo got really lucky with the Wii that... The Wii Sports caught on and was such an amusing novelty because their launch was terrible with the Wii. Yeah, I'm looking at the PS3's launch and that was god-awful as well.
Call of Duty 3?
I mean, Resistance is the only game
that... Oh,
that
was another one for 360, Call of Duty 2. That was a good game.
Okay.
2?
Yeah.
Not Call of Duty 2 was a good game on PC. On Xbox it was a little worse and also not a killer launch title. Like I'm saying... None of these consoles had good launches. It's hard to tell how a console's going to do software-wise at launch.
Yeah, everybody thought, oh, wow, Nintendo's going to have great third-party support with this Wii thing.
Yeah, didn't happen.
And that system is such... It's so sad to me, because I...
Ubisoft.
I love
the Imagine series.
Oh, God.
And also, what happened with the PS3, where everyone was like, it's going to have good titles eventually. Just wait, guys. And it took like two years for anybody to care.
Yeah. Once Uncharted 2.
More. Uncharted 2 didn't come out until 2009.
Yeah, it's when the Slim came out is when it started really selling.
Yeah,
because there were titles out that people wanted.
2009 is 3 years after its launch.
Yeah, and that's when I bought mine, and I love it.
So
it gets a lot of use.
The 3DS's launch leak in terms of games...
The launch day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the launch window.
Okay, but the launch window
whole other story.
Isn't now. We're in the launch window.
That's true.
But you know, who knows? Who knows how it's going to be?
Do you think? Well, they announced Metal Gear Solid 3, right? For the 3DS. Right.
Have they officially announced that?
No, they haven't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think Peace Walker will get ported?
I didn't know if it was a demo or for...
No, that's an actual game.
Okay, good.
It's there, it's coming out.
Do you think Peace Walker will get ported?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't... It seems too new. That seems like an exclusive to me.
I don't know.
It'd be cool if they did.
Nintendo only ever gets the Metal Gear Solid scraps, so I think it's very unlikely.
Twin Snakes is amazing.
They got the Twin Snakes, which was generally hated by everybody who loved the first one.
Really?
What? What?
Yeah,
I thought it was considered
great.
I
mean, like, it got some good reviews, but I mean, if you ask most people who, like, played the series since day one, they didn't like it.
I love it.
What did you?
Well, I just bought it.
I never got.
What did I think? I think that they added in a bunch of shit that broke the system, like trank darts and first-person shooting and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, the stuff they added in too. I got you.
Yeah, the stuff that. But the thing is, they made it not look like an asshole, because the first game looks terrible and is unplayable because it looks like all PlayStation games. So you can play it still and it doesn't hurt your eyes. So. That's the main part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
But does it have skateboarding?
It doesn't.
Oh.
But anyway, what I was going to say about launch things is that this happens at every console launch, and people always seem to forget it, that everyone's really hyped about console launches until they're launched, and then everyone complains about that there's no games. Which they knew about, but they thought that when they have the console, there was going to be more fun
maybe,
to be had.
Just
somehow.
Maybe.
Like, maybe just getting it, like, you'd find...
If I believe hard enough.
Stash. Yeah, exactly. It happens at the launch of every console. And, how short am I?
I will say, though, that the built-in software for the DS is very...
Yeah.
Extensive,
I remember,
and I think it's actually like a lot of
when
fun.
When the DS came out, all we do was play PictoChat because there's no fun games.
Yeah, there's a lot of PictoChat that happened. Man, that first DS is so ugly. Just thinking about that thing. That thing is such a gross monster.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, with Nintendo's love of updating their handhelds,
I think a lot of people just got burned out on the DS, and they're just, you know, kind of sitting it out for a little bit.
It's a
huge price tag. Yes, we've beaten this to death, but there's nothing good out now, and people, you know, that there's going to be another version coming out.
Well, it's also relatively March, soon. So, like, you know,
but
we'll see what happens during the Christmas, you know.
Since it is a more expensive system, I'm not sure if there's going to be another version, or if they're going to treat it like a Wii, like an actual console.
They have a 100%, you know, track record of updating handhelds.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty good chance of it.
But this is their most expensive
game. Game was updated for a while.
Okay, well, look at the PSP was $250 when it launched, and that got an update also.
Maybe.
Yeah, a long time later. What I'm saying is
that... Right, so why is that...
It's long enough that it's not scary. It's not like Apple, where they come out with a new one every year.
That's true.
Which kind of always scares people off. I think it's probably going to be a little bit longer with this console, since it is more expensive.
Yeah. I think that once it starts getting popular, maybe they'll wait a year, maybe a little less than that, to start announcing another one.
No, probably going to be 2 years. How long did it take the DS Lite to come out?
Maybe a year.
I think.
A year and a half.
2 years.
I actually looked it up the other night because I was wondering how long it would take for a new 3DS to come out. It was about a year and a half for the Lite to come out.
And
then I wish 2 years for the I after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wish they would have released an XL at launch, because I really almost bought one of those. Because
really,
yeah, I love it so much. It's such, I don't know, it looks so much better.
I've held off on it. I thought it looked really good, but I just, you know, I knew the 3DS was coming out soon.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. But that's the thing is, like, I like the XL so much better because it's just a nicer display.
Yeah,
it's bigger and it looks nicer. But that's the thing is, I don't use handheld. Like, I have never, like, maybe when I was younger with my Game Boy, ever thrown a console or, like, a handheld in my pocket and taken it on the go. I always just play at home.
Yep. I think the last time I did that was
or it'll be in a backpack. Like, I mean, when I was a kid and my parents would go on, like, road trips, I would bring my GameCube with my GameCube screen. Like,
that's what I did. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was so much better than playing Game Boy.
Yeah, what I do is...
plugged it into the car and everything.
Yeah, it was great.
I walk around the streets playing my DS and stuff. And I do get hit by a lot of cars. I'm not going to lie.
Hit on by a lot of girls,
I'm just like, hey, check out my high score in Super Mario Brothers. And they're like...
Usually their concern is, I don't have enough time to give this blowjob, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Hold a try.
And, and it's tough. It's hard out here for a pimp. But I'm making it, guys. I'm living the dream.
You're Terrence Howard right now.
The cream dream.
So, what else?
When's the PSP 2 come? When's N-Gage?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Nobody knows.
I think we should get the Game Gear 2. Bring that back.
Oh, man. That's gonna be Sega's big comeback. They're gonna release Game Gear 2.
I don't know if there's much more to talk about 3DS.
Dreamcast.
No, there's not really much more to talk about.
There's not a lot going on with it. We've discussed. It's not a very good launch for games. Get it if you want to just look at it for a while. It seems like there's a lot of cool software there to play around with, and I really want one. I can't afford one.
I will get one when I have the money.
I would like to play.
I put up 11 videos.
Yeah.
Not sure if you all saw my flood of information. I put them up on Facebook.
Yeah. I watched 11 minutes of the one where you were trying to see if it's bigger than the DS and the other ones. And the fact that you were doing it on a mattress was just infuriating me. I was like, I can't believe I've watched 11 minutes of them seeing if it's the same size on a mattress.
I know. It was late at night, and like that was the only big flat surface around.
I figured that much, and I was just like, this is great. I'm going to get one of these. I'll unbox it myself. And
then, yeah, you're clearly not very good at unboxing.
I was mostly
videos.
Just excited just to... I've heard your voice so much, but just to see your face, and then it was just an unboxing video. And I didn't see your face.
Have you ever watched Matrix?
There was a little bit of my beard in the
shot. That's true.
Have you watched Matrix Fan 421's unboxing videos?
No.
Oh, well, they're great.
You should
great.
Do a Google search for that.
Yeah, Matrix Fan 421.
What do they do?
No, they're just really great unboxing videos. One of a harmonica holder and some harmonicans.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yes, I did see the harmonica unboxing.
Yeah.
And now that you mention it.
Yeah, it's the greatest unboxing video ever.
Yeah. I mean, those are just some probably your influences, I'm guessing.
And if I remember correctly, there aren't any faces in that one either, though.
No, there aren't. That's the thing. Is unboxing videos usually don't have faces. Usually just hands. Right. But I've heard your voice so much, I'd like to see that noise come out of that face of yours.
I see. Okay.
Was that?
Well, if we make it to if we
I've
make
seen,
it, to
yeah, I've seen his face, but I've never seen the noise come out of the
okay,
face.
Okay. Anyway, did we get any emails?
For a TS download title. Yes, we got one email from Juju Bag.
Whoa.
Topic: Pokemon. Love your show and all that, but if any ENEY of you guys own Pokemon White or Black, send it to me. 296681549907 is mine, and my guy is called Spanky, so send me yours.
Is that his address?
No, that's his friend.
Yeah, he lives at 19243981113.
For a second, I really thought he gave us his address. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was just like, Adam, are you really going to read somebody's address out loud?
We'll all friend you. We'll be playing soon, Spanky. Jew bag. I don't like your name. That's offensive.
Yeah, I feel like almost offended, but also it makes me want candy. like Jujubes.
Oh yeah,
not Juju bags.
Chase, did you want to share your DS friend code?
No.
if you look on the board,
No sharing.
We'll post all our 3DS friend codes on the board.
I don't want to be your friend.
My 3DS friend code is already up there, and I thought I had posted my white friend code, but I guess not.
Because I only want white friends.
Email that back to you.
I'll post my black friend code later.
No, guys, they're different friend codes. They're separate, but they're equal, okay?
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Email any future questions to WTPodcast@gmail.com.
Like, what's the future like? How are these hoverboards doing?
Who's the next gen?
We got to find out who's the next gen. We got to find out, what's better, 3DS, PSP2, N-Gage 3.
Aztec.
Aztec.
Who made that?
I don't remember.
Phillips?
Mayans?
No. The Mayans.
And
the sun god.
Yeah, I mean, just what's going to be the best? Email us, what is your favorite video game? Just email us anything.
Who's your favorite gen?
Who's your favorite Aerosmith? Email that into our podcast, and we'll answer all your questions.
Hey, if you need advice, life advice, I'll give you so much advice.
Yeah, and if you're going to be at PAX, email us if you're going to be at PAX. So
meet up.
Noah Harnett,
if you want to fly out here for PAX.
You never want to meet your heroes.
Noah.
I want to meet my heroes.
If you want to bring some of your 16-year-old friends, you can all just crash at our pad. We'll all be waiting for you. We'll buy you beer. We'll buy you Coke. And I'm not talking about Coca-Cola.
Talking about Coke Zero.
Yeah, Coke Zero.
Orange Coke. Peach Coke, even.
And... we'll just have a crazy weekend that you'll never forget.
Yeah.
You won't remember, but you'll never forget. It's gonna be like 9/11.
Chase has got his 3DS out and he's drawing
a penis.
And
oh, can you make? Did you draw a 3D penis
with blood coming out of it?
Wait, does it make it in 3D?
No, not the way he's doing it.
Do it in 3D.
Yeah.
This is actually. Oh dear. Oh.
We can't see it.
Okay.
Adam, contact him.
I know. Let's see, we got tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Takes you to the same place. Go there. You can find our friend codes for all sorts of things. 3DS, Wii, 360, whatever. Go and sign up for the Smash Brothers tournament that we have yet to start. This is a very hairy penis. email... The hair is on the top. It's like a mohawk. Email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Zelda WT Podcast, and become a fan on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And as all, oh my God. Give us a lot of stars on iTunes, because we make you laugh and we're awesome. And now somebody's jacking off this penis, and it's just fantastic.
I forgot that you were drawing. Are you guys still drawing?
Chase is drawing.
Well, then who's jacking off your penis?
Josh.
Okay.
Josh. He snuck
just
into the
one
room.
Big circle jerk.
I'm jacking off my penis. Good night. In my own room.
This is it. Signing off. WTPodcast@gmail.com. Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye. Michael Jackson's This Is It. See you guys.
Good night.
Do you guys have squad fan boats instead of, like, squad cars?
I think they do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many gators do you guys see a day?
Yeah, also, as Florida's all
I,
primes
when
will
I
be like...
When I rode crew for UF, we rode on the lake where they dumped all the gators. They got too big for other residential areas. So we saw a
oh my
lot.
God.
Fantastic.
Especially during mating season, they liked the boats.
Oh jeez!
Yeah, all we have.
Wait,
here
gators!
Is...
Gators fuck boats.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, well, they would come like no,
they,
the boat.
They would come see there? Like, hey, what's up over here?
I saw that documentary, Lake
How
Lake
you
Flaccid,
doing?
And
yeah. Lake Flaccid.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that documentary too.
Lake Flaccid, I like it.
All right. But really, everyone needs to come up here for PAX.
It'd be so much fun.
Seriously,
you know, guys.
So, I'm
going
to keep searching for price, like lower cheaper prices, but like, if I were to buy it today, $550 is way too much.
Wait, all the way in August, it's still $550?
Yeah, that's why I thought it was strange. I was like, what the fuck?
Would you look
what
on?
What airline are you looking for?
I looked under kayak.com, which like takes in effect like American Airlines, JetBlue.
Kayaks are boats.
It's a website, dude.
Yeah.
They're not airplanes.
Yeah, kayaking up here would probably be a mistake.
Yeah. Where's the place where you find the best airline deals? What is that?
I don't know.
I think if
and
you
also
kayak
check
something,
Priceline,
you're
really good at finding
now.
Them.
You have to start kayaking.
You should find Shatner and tell him to find you a good
yeah,
deal.
Well, yeah, well, I went to Priceline,
what
and
that
one's...
Priceline?
Yeah, I went to Priceline. That was like $5.45, the same thing.
My God.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Even with, like connecting in places...
Well, I didn't check connecting. I might, but that's just.
Did you check?
Maybe it's just a bad time for tickets.
That you would give out free rim jobs to the staff.
Yeah,
on the
I'm gonna see you next time when I search.
That might
I'm
be able
see
to get
if,
you a discount.
Free rim jobs.